This is St. Louis Public Radio. Tomorrow is Election Day in Missouri and the rest of the United States. And while people everywhere are anxiously awaiting the presidential election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, Missourians are also primed to make big decisions in statewide, legislative, and local contests. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum lays out the big questions that will be answered after the votes are counted.
There's a lot of words that could be used to describe Missouri's 2020 election cycle, but the one that comes to mind is surreal. The COVID-19 pandemic forced radical changes to candidates and causes, forcing people to find alternatives to door knocking and traditional chili suppers. But soon, all the slings, arrows, and Zoom fundraising sessions that predated Tuesday's election will give way to in-person voting. But even Election Day feels different this time around, especially since, as Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft explained, there's been an unprecedented amount of early voting this year.
And the big question is, are those people that would not have voted otherwise, that haven't voted in the past, or those people that normally just go and vote on Election Day and they're voting earlier and we won't see as many people on Election Day? That's the real question.
How that early vote stacks up is just one thing political observers will be watching when polls close on Tuesday. One of the biggest things to look for is how well Trump does in Missouri. The rule of thumb is that if the presidential race in Missouri is reasonably close, it's better for the state's Democratic candidates. But Governor Mike Parson is not worried that the president will be a drag on his chances for a full four-year term.
Matter of fact, we're outpolling him in most polls that you've seen, and he'll do better than what he's polling. There's no doubt he's going to win Missouri.
Parson's opponent, Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway, will need more than just presidential coattails. She'll need to win back voters in rural and exurban areas that have flocked toward the GOP in recent years.
So I think there really are swing voters everywhere. Their issues are the economy and how COVID has hurt their economic opportunity and their ability to have a good paying job. Their issues are health care and access to health care.
The calculus in statewide races like the Parson-Galloway contest could change if Democrats see big numbers in places like St. Louis County. And if traditionally Republican voters in West St. Louis County abandoned Trump in sizable numbers, it could be a boon to people like Jill Shoup, a Democrat seeking to represent the 2nd Congressional District.
It's a real difference in both substance in terms of the issue and style in terms of making sure that people have a representative who they can trust to represent their interests in Washington.
Shoup's opponent, GOP Congresswoman Ann Wagner, is banking on voters in St. Louis, St. Charles, and Jefferson counties to side with her because of her conservative stance on issues regarding taxation and abortion.
This race is really about who represents your values, who's going to keep your taxes lower, who's going to keep your health care safe, who's going to make sure that we recover from COVID-19, and make sure that this economy gets back to the robust place that it was last January.
Other key contests include statewide races for treasurer, attorney general, lieutenant governor, and secretary of state. And Democrats like State Representative Peter Meredith are also hoping to gain enough ground in the Missouri House and Senate to break the GOP's veto-proof majority. Meredith says that could be a big deal if Galloway wins, and perhaps if Parson prevails.
There are a number of very reasonable Republicans in there that I think if there were more Democrats to have their backs, and if they saw more of a threat from Democrats in elections, they would be more comfortable openly siding with us on moderate policy.
Besides key statewide congressional and state legislative contests, voters will also decide on a number of important ballot measures. St. Louis voters will decide whether to remove their residency requirement for city workers and dramatically change how they elect people to certain offices. And Missourians will choose whether to pass Amendment 3, which does away with a state legislative redistricting system that voters backed in 2018. Many Republicans support getting rid of the so-called Clean Missouri system, while Democrats like former Kansas City Mayor Sly James believe Amendment 3 should be soundly defeated.
This is a transparent attempt to avoid change, something that, again, a legislature out of control and out of balance is trying to sneak past the people it's supposed to represent.
Beyond which issues pass muster with voters and which candidates will hold the levers of power, Tuesday will show whether the force of titanic current events like COVID-19 and economic paralysis can move Missouri from being a deep red Republican state, or whether Democrats will remain out of power in a place they used to control. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.